Allie Kay.
Okay, so this is just an insane story. I mean, Ironman races are hard enough as they are.
Yeah.
Right? A Houston TV anchor. He's 60 years old. His name's Art. He was going to complete this as kind of a celebration of getting over a long illness.
Mm-hmm.
But it was even harder after he broke both of his wrists on mile 4 of the bike ride portion.
Oh, no. Did he? Oh, he must have wrecked or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he completed the 2.4 mile swim, no issues. Still had a long way to go, though, when he crashed his bike at mile 4. And he said, okay, this is just something I'm going to have to endure for the next 108 miles.
Yeah, the bike ride's no joke. And then he's got to run a marathon after that.
Yeah. He said, every bump in the road, I literally screamed out in pain. Then he went on to run, 26.2 miles, using one arm to support the more badly injured one.
Oh, gosh.
They have a 17-hour deadline that they've got to complete it in.
Right.
And he did it at 15 hours, 16 minutes, 37 seconds.
Dang, okay.
And the best part was his mom was there to put the medal around his neck.
Aww.
She'd been volunteering, and she was like, hey, I want to be the one to put the medal on when he crosses the finish line, when she figured out what happened.
Oh, I was going to say, do you think she knew?
She did, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, just an insane thing. I mean, think about the mental toughness that has to kick in to overcome that kind of pain. Both wrists broken.
Ouch.
And you have to finish a bike ride. That's like mile 4.
Yeah.
You have to finish that bike ride. That must have been excruciating. And then to run 26.2 miles. Nope.
No.
Nobody, nope, nope, nope.
No.
I would be tapping out at that point. Say, somebody come get me. But yeah, he's amazing. See his story at WDJX.com.
We'll get to our group therapy coming up here in just a minute on 99.7 DJX, involving a Luke Skywalker figurine. But question for you, real quick. What else's viral video and post?
Well, that depends.
Would you want to be the unsuspecting star of someone?
On what's happening in the video. Is this super embarrassing for me, unflattering, or is it straight funny?
All right, so this is on TikTok. This is for the groceries of three different shoppers at the store, and they all said no.
This may be really random, but I'd love to pay for your food shop today. Just because I want to...
No.
Honestly, like, I do this thing where I want to do something nice.
There's a lot more deserving people
in here
than that. Thank you.
That was stressful, guys. That was...
Yeah, I mean, so everybody was just like, yeah, no. I don't want to...
Seriously? Nobody took her up on it?
Yeah, and so then she kind of posted this reaction to it, just saying... like, oh, in tears.
That was stressful, guys. That was really stressful. I felt really, like, in panic mode. I don't know why. I just felt like I was expecting someone to be, you know, overjoyed and grateful and happy for me to pay for their shopping. But obviously, that didn't go down well.
So she did wind up buying food from the store and delivering it to a food bank, as opposed to just buying someone's groceries.
Okay. But, well, she was looking to be a blessing, and I think that's... is doing a good thing, and she's being a blessing in that way. But man, bless her heart.
Maybe she, you know, when I'm at the grocery, my head's down, I got blinders on, I'm in there, I want to get in, get out, and do my thing. And,
well, maybe there were people that figured that, well, maybe you need to find someone that really needs this more than me.
Group therapy is an interesting one. Rebecca's boyfriend of 16 months helped her sell some goods at the market recently. You know, some stuff like, you know, honey and produce and things like that. Well, afterwards, she realized her profit didn't match what she had sold. Apparently, he decided, you know, $500 was good. So he took $500 cut without asking, really, and bought himself an early birthday present.
From her.
from her.
A Luke Skywalker figurine. His birthday's not for several months.
I mean, for $500.
That's a lot. That is a lot.
It is.
The most problematic part of this, I think, is the fact that he just decided the amount and took it without asking.
Yeah, I mean,
what he did with it.
If that is your employer, if you work at McDonald's and you decide, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and take some money out of the cash register because I feel like I did about $100 worth of work today.
Uh-huh, that's
my
bonus.
You're fired.
Yes.
Like, you're fired.
Yeah, Terry said he stole from her. Kim said, I've been in a very similar situation, point blank. He took the money without asking. That is stealing.
Mm.
And her situation causes many triggers for me. If he thought that was okay, then there's probably other situations she doesn't know about.
Ooh. Okay, so have you been in this situation, Jasmine?
So I've been in this young lady's spot.
Okay.
Yeah, husband spent the rent on a collectible.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So, well, he was your husband at this point, though. Imagine if he were, if you two were just dating at this point. Like, what would you have done?
Bounce and pay me back.
Wow. Okay. So that would have been a deal breaker.
So the only reason you're still married is because you already got married.
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Did you make him take it? But can you take collectibles back? I don't think they typically accept returns on collectibles, right?
You got to find another dealer. But it sounds to me like he had already found it, knew that the guy and was making a deal and said, you know, this weekend I'll be at whatever, farmer's market, whatever.
I'll have the money.
I'll pay you, and I'll have the money. Yep. He had already made the deal. That's why he was begging to go.
Oh, gosh.
So what?
What does she do with this? Does she break up with him?
Oh, I would. Bye.
Okay.
Question. What was the collectible, and do you still have it?
Yes, I still have the collectible.
What is it?
He-Man from the 80s.
Okay.
He-Man. Oh, my gosh. We had Castle Grayskull and He-Man and Teela and Skeletor and all the toys.
Jasmine, I will say that I was so envious of my friend Brent because he had Castle Grayskull. He had the vehicles. He had all of the Skeletor and all of the different figurines.
They were fun.
And I had none of it. And I'd always have to go over to Brent's house to play He-Man.
A He-Man cost the rent? Yep. Like, it was as much as your rent. That is insane. Yep. Was it life-size?
It was, if you know, it was the Eternia playset in the box.
Okay. All right. It was in the box. Yeah.
I know. We say okay like we know. We're like, oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
No, I know that's a big deal in collector's world.
All right. Yeah. Well, Jasmine, hey, thank you for chiming in on this. I appreciate you sharing your experience because I think that'll probably help Rebecca along.
All right. Thanks, guys. Love you. Bye.
Oh, so many people, everybody mining the comments on Facebook. Uh-huh. All of them are like, run, he stole from you. Chelsea's like, so he played cashier and cut himself 42% of the profits? Nah, homeboy stealing. Make him cancel the order immediately, demand the $500 back, pay him a fair hourly wage, and then call it quits. He's a child.
Yeah, I think you gotta ask for that money back.
But I don't think he can get it back. I don't think that they're going to be able to return Luke Skywalker.
No, let your boyfriend keep Luke and have him pay you the $500 it costs to get that. But that is a tough conversation to have.
Yeah, it is.
And that's why I think everybody's like, ooh, this is a red flag, and this is probably not a good thing. I mean, you know, look, 16 months, if this is the only red flag that has come up, maybe you can, you know, work on it and let it slide. But if there have been like little things that you've just kind of been pushing under the rug, maybe this is a big old red flag and glowing beacon to say, hey, jump out of this.
Look at all of the red flags in the Facebook comments. Ginger was like, that was a calculated, manipulative, and disrespectful move on his end. Regardless of what he planned to purchase, he never should have taken money from the earnings without discussing it with you.
That's my biggest thing. Like, who does that?
He hatched a plan. Like, he knew of this figure. He knew how much money he needed. That's why he decided, oh, I'm going to help you, babe. That's because he had this plan hatched already. That he was going to just take that money.
Yeah.
That was how he was going to get the funds. And he did not clue you into that at all.
I mean,
he used you. That's not a good look. And it doesn't bode well for the future of the relationship.
Is this like a back alley deal behind the market where he's like, hey, I got the money now. You got the Luke Skywalker figurine.
Saturday,
I got the Luke
Skywalker. I'm going to have, you got the thing.
I got the Luke Skywalker figurine. Let me see it.
Saturday.
Is it in the box? It's in the box. Trust me. Let me take a look at it. Are there smudges on it? I want $700 for it. Listen, I only got five. Can you take five?
All right. But just this one time.
Oh, my gosh.
That's probably how it went down.
But
yeah, like overwhelmingly, everyone is like, this whole situation.
I mean, there are a few people that are like, hey, just talk to him about it. And you know, communication, talk to him about it. Maybe you don't need to literally throw the axe on your 16-month relationship for this.
The problem is it was calculated and pre-planned.
Well, I know. I'm just saying there are other people that are just like, just talk to him first. But I'm kind of in your column and everybody else's column where I'm like, this is a huge red flag and I would bounce.
Yeah, I don't. This is a huge violation of your trust.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing was like behind her back. It just doesn't feel right at all. Like, all right. No. I mean, the next thing, it's going to be like our caller. It's going to be in the situation of like he's going to be sacrificing rent to go buy things without her knowing.
This is where I want this to go now, because I think we are all agreeing that, look, Rebecca, this is probably the swan song. That was probably the last thing that you and your boyfriend should be doing. Maybe you need to go ahead and start parting ways with your boyfriend there. He was an employee of yours. He stole from you. That's grounds for termination, right? But here's where I want to go with this. What was the most expensive thing you bought behind your partner's back?
OMG.
And I don't want anything like dirty and illegal, but I want like Castle Grayskull rent money type of
well,
stories.
Well, Patrick's
right?
brother paid $1,000 for a life-size Darth Vader. So well, the Star right. Wars fans are intense.
All right. So, yeah, I want to hear those stories next. We'll take those calls and those stories. The most expensive thing you bought without your partner knowing. So what's the most expensive thing that you bought without your partner knowing? Apparently, $500 Luke Skywalker figurine is not out of the question.
Nope.
Nor is a He-Man, what was it? Something in the box that cost the rent.
Yep, that was a lot. Remember we talked about Patrick's brother who spent $1,000 on a life-size Darth Vader. It was actually $2,000.
Oh, $2,000.
Okay. $2,000 Darth Vader. Wow.
I love it. Hi there, Lee.
Hi.
Hi. So, the most expensive thing you bought without your husband knowing?
I bought a $900 wagon for my kids.
Now,
oh, wow, I bet they really like that. That sounds fancy.
Was it like a motor rod?
Uh-huh. It's basically like a pack and play on wheels.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Raised wagon? Like, what kind of wagon are we talking?
It's called a Wonderfold wagon.
And what did Dad think?
He was not happy at first.
It's like,
you don't need that.
Wait, hang on. Is this one of those things where you tell him how much you saved first?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I had a coupon.
Yeah, you're like, listen.
Oh,
listen, I saved 15% on this. And he's like, okay. So is he cool with it now?
Yes, he loves it now. We call it the swaggin.
The swaggin, no, wagon.
Swaggin, that's right.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Lee. Hey, thank you so much for being on with us.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See ya.
Oh, that's awesome. Meg said all new flooring for the house.
Whoa!
Without hubby new. And I was like, well, how'd they handle that? And he said he was shocked but grateful that she took care of it without him having to stress about it. He was on a golf trip, so when he came home, voila!
Well, you know what? I think I'd probably be the same. Like, if my wife, well, she's done this before. She has thrust me into home improvement projects. But if she had, you know, all of a sudden taken care of something that I was like, you know what? I need to get to the floors. I go off on a trip or whatever. I come back and the floors are done. I'm like, all right. That's cool. Thank you. You know,
they look good. That's awesome. Yeah. I didn't have to do it. That is fantastic.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, Sandy, my ex, she capitalizes X. My ex-husband bought a motorcycle without consulting me. Brand new. And then after we separated, he bought two more. Wow.
Oh, that is a lot. Oh, Gretchen texted.
Yeah,
she's like, I got Botox for $500. He didn't know. How many women out there doing the same thing?
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
You know, it's, I got to run an errand and then you go get the thing and then you figure out a creative way to pay for it without him seeing it.
Oh my gosh. Nicole said, yeah, I got a Louis Vuitton bag for $3,000 without telling the husband or partner.
How do you hide that?
She said, I had to pay extra bills. It really didn't work out well in my favor. Oh, man.
And oh, man.
The worst would be having to return it. Like, oh, no, I love the bag, though. I love it.
Oh, gosh, but $3,000. That is a lot to try to either hide or make up.
Brad says, first couple of years that my wife and I were married, I was the only income, and we lived check to check. She was a full-time student. If I ever stopped for lunch, she would call me within 5 minutes and swipe on my card and lecture me about packing a lunch.
Oh, my gosh. That is like, pinching the pennies.
Yeah, definitely. He's like, hey, hang on a second. There's $15 on this that, you know, and I can understand if you're on a tight budget where it's like, we need that, blah, 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 blah. Anyways,
right, stop going out to eat.
Right. Brad says, I got home from work one evening, and she had bought a $1,000 camera. Said that she felt bad about buying it, so she bought me one, too. Oh, my gosh.
What? Oh, wow.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
All right,
she's like, don't buy the $15 lunch, but here's the camera I spent $1,000 on. Isn't it nice? For the memories.
Oh, Brooke texts in, wasn't it Ben that bought a refrigerator and it didn't fit? Listen, I did. I did buy a refrigerator. And yes, you are correct. It didn't fit initially.
But she knew about that, though, right?
She did.
You didn't buy it without her knowledge.
Right.
This is what you buy without their knowledge.
Right. We went to Lowe's. We picked it out. We bought the refrigerator. So that was a little bit different than me just going, purchasing a refrigerator and going, all right, cool.
Hey, honey, I bought a new appliance today.
Right, exactly. All right, great, fantastic. Anyways, all right, these are some good stories. If you want to contribute, you always can. Text it to us, 502-795-1997, or tweet at Ben and Kelly Show.
I bought a $15,000 horse for our daughter.
Without telling it.
Oh, my God.
This horse better win the Kentucky Derby.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I love it. I love it. It's either that or glue. Kelly K.
Okay, so this is an incredible story. Just in and of itself, it's of a man named Lamar Johnson. He was released in February after serving 28 years of a life sentence for a murder he didn't commit.
Oof.
His innocence was proven. The real killer confessed, leading to his release. Steve Hartman and CBS News had their story. During this time behind his bars in Missouri, he reached out with a letter to a church attended by Ginny Schrappen. He was just looking for anybody to respond. She did, and they struck up a friendship as pen pals for over 2 decades.
Hmm. Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
And you can see the rest of the story on the website. It's pretty incredible. So they had cameras follow them as they met for the first time after he got out of prison. The first 2 weeks, he was kind of going around doing all the things that he couldn't do. And he was just so grateful to be able to be doing them. And then they met up for the first time in person. And it was like, of course, they'd known each other forever.
And so I did it. What was it going to cost me? A stamp.
Over the next 2 decades, they corresponded constantly. And although Ginny says she could tell right from the start that there was no way that nice boy committed murder, it would take the state of Missouri 28 years to confirm her intuition. After the Midwest Innocence Project got involved and the real killer confessed, Lamar was exonerated at the age of 49.
Especially when somebody is innocent, you want someone to believe in you. Because when you have people that believe in you and they won't give up on you, then it makes it harder for you to give up on yourself.
Dang.
I mean, just incredible. You need to see their story. It's pretty amazing at WDJX.com.
DMs. You can always DM us at Ben and Kelly Show. We'll toss it out to our listeners, see what we can do for you.
Luke says, hey, Ben and Kelly, my girlfriend and I have been dating for over 2 years. I love her. We've talked about getting married, so that's great.
Yeah.
I don't need help with that, LOL.
All right.
What I need your opinion on is the ring. She has kind of an expensive taste. She drives a nice car, buys name brand only food, designer clothes. She's got a good job, and I don't have any issues with that. But we've casually been talking about rings, and I know the type and size she's hoping to get. And yeah, it's out of my price range. If I'm honest, She makes more than me, and the ring she wants is about $5,000 more than what I was planning on spending.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That made me blush.
So I had this thought that I asked her to pay for half of her ring. That would still be about $1,000 more than what I was planning on spending. But I think I can justify that if we're splitting it.
Okay.
After all, once we're married, won't we be combining our income?
Uh-huh.
Have any of your listeners split the cost of the engagement ring? And how would you approach that? You know my friends. They've got one of those policies. It's 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. So you get 110%. Yeah.
Holly said we paid mine off together. So, yeah, okay. I mean, that is a way to approach that. Another text says traditionally the female's family pays for the wedding, so he can spring for the ring. So she doesn't have to.
Okay, but we don't know his finances though and what he can afford right now. I do like the idea of getting what he can afford right now with the promise after she says yes that they can work towards the ring that she really, really wants. Katie says that she seems a tad high maintenance.
Here's an idea.
Hope he's prepared for that for the rest of his life.
What if he doesn't buy an actual engagement ring, but like a symbol? Like you buy, you propose with something that is quite obviously not an engagement ring, but
like
it's
an over the top like costume ring or something.
Maybe it's a costume ring, or maybe it's a little plastic spider ring, or it's a, you know, find something that she and just say, hey, I want to give you this now and know that, you know, we can get your real ring or whatever in the future. I don't know if that's corny or if that's if she would even get that, because, you know, maybe she wouldn't. Maybe she would find that kind of tacky, but who knows?
Oh, Patrick says ring pop. Cute.
Yeah. Again.
And tasty.
Again, that's something that I think you'd have to know her personality to see if that would be something that would work.
Well, and it sounds like, yes, he does know what he's getting with her.
Yeah.
And he doesn't seem to have an issue.
Right.
Yeah, he's fine with that.
Yeah.
And it sounds like she can afford it. Like, she does well. So she can afford to buy all the nice things. But yeah, maybe I like the idea of getting, you know, something as similar as price range.
Yeah.
Something as similar as he could in his price range, and then they upgrade that later together.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe that's the way we go.
I think that's the best way to do it. And that way you don't ruin the surprise.
Right.
Of the proposal, you can kind of, you know, and go big with that. It sounds like she would probably enjoy a big, elaborate proposal as well.
Sure.
And, you know, go all in on that and then, you know, just work on that goal together if you can't out the gate afford that right now.
Hope that helps, Luke. Congratulations in advance. Keep us posted on what happens. And, appreciate you reaching out to us here on 99.7 DJX. Coming up, should we throw a little warning on this?
I think we should. Especially if you're eating your breakfast right now.
Like gross factor warning with these misconnections?
This is pretty gross.
All right.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we'll say gross factor is in effect with misconnections on the way in about 5 minutes. We're going to go ahead and say that there's a little bit of a gross factor with this, okay?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So if you're eating oatmeal, put the spoon down.
Yeah, but listen, could you imagine seeing a striking young lady on your lawn in the middle of the night? Or, I don't know, you look over at the car next to you and the man of your dreams is sitting there.
Doing something.
Well, sometimes you got to go to misconnections.
Uh-huh.
And that's when Kelly and I, we scour the internet, we find them, we bring them to life.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist Missed Connections.
I'll go first.
Uh-huh.
This is a lovely one called You Were Drunk on My Lawn, Man for Woman.
Wow. I mean, how magical is that? Love shows up at your door.
There I was. Just yesterday. I can remember it so clearly.
Because it was yesterday. Okay.
I woke up around 2 a.m. to take a nice fat leak when I noticed your squeaky giggle outside my window.
Okay.
I looked out my window as an odd mix of shock, disgust, pity, and blush washed over me.
That's a lot of emotions all at once.
Not only were you a stunning redhead just a little shorter than me, but you were also taking a dump and a wee on my lawn at the same time.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's efficient. That's efficient.
For that, I have to give you props.
Okay.
I don't think I've ever achieved that level of toilet mastery.
Mastery, indeed.
I immediately came out to see if you were all right or needed a ride home.
Uh-huh.
But me coming out in a bathrobe and asking apparently scared you because you started running with a turtle head still poking out.
Oh, come on.
And dove headfirst into my car, leaving a dent in it.
Do we need to provide this much detail? I mean, I feel like there are some of these things he could left out.
Oh, I told you to hold on as I was going to shut off the car alarm and get you an ice pack, but I'm not sure if you heard.
No,
what I didn't. What I am sure of, though, is that you sat on the trunk of my car, took off your shoes, left your half-full Smirnoff bottle, and ran away.
Tasty.
Normally, I wouldn't let a girl dump all over my things, put a dent in my car until we've at least gotten on a first-name basis. But for you, I think we could work it out.
Really? She must be really hot.
Yeah. If you see this, know that I'd love to see what you look like with clothes on and not covered in your own duty. So hit me up. You know where I live.
Oh, she's not responding. Oh, I would never go to that neighborhood again. I wouldn't.
There's potential.
I wouldn't.
She
must be real hot.
Craigslist missed connection.
There's like a hot and crazy factor. She must be off the charts.
Must be, right.
Off the charts. This one does not get much better. My intense booger-loving boy. Woman for man. I saw you today driving a black SUV. Couldn't help but be drawn to your skillfully maneuvered fingers as they plowed up your hairy nostril. The intensity made me think of a little dog humping the leg of some oblivious grandpa.
That is so random. That is so random.
The way you were digging in your nose made me want to call 911 because I just knew you were causing yourself some sort of brain trauma. But I knew you were okay once I saw you pull your chubby little finger from the crevice in your face and stare longingly at it.
Oh.
You studied your boogers with what seemed like an eternity.
Oh.
And then, when you could not resist it anymore.
No. Won't do it.
The urge to jam your booger-filled finger into your mouth consumed you and you ate it. Mind you, this is an adult we're talking about, not a five-year-old in the back seat of mom's car.
Oh, man.
You closed your eyes with ecstasy as you let it consume your soul.
Like that was the best tasting thing I've had.
I can only imagine that you make the lovin' with the same passion and intensity. I would like to find out, hubba, hubba.
So she equated the lustful look that he was giving his own booger to the way he must make love.
She's all like, find you a man that looks at you the way he looks at his boogers. That's what she was thinking.
Yeah.
She's like, that is my knight in shining armor. Okay.
All right.
We warned you. There's a little bit of there's a lot of gross factor. It's high. It's high today.
Whether you find a striking young lady on your lawn in the middle of the night.
Who's efficiently relieving herself.
Yeah. Or you meet the man of your dreams sitting there in the car next to you. Digging for gold.
Yeah.
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 It can only be one thing and one thing only, and that, my friends, is...
Craigslist missed connection.
Oh, they're not getting a response. They're not. They're not. They're not.
You know, I've already told you that I've started watching the show Shrinking on Apple TV. That's Harrison Ford is in that one, along with Jason Segel. It's a funny kind of like drama comedy type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But I just started watching this other show. And I don't know. You're probably like me, and you have like five or six shows that you're kind of making your
bouncing,
way through.
Yes,
kind of make your way through at the same time.
We just started The Night Agent. We're like three or four episodes into that. Really good.
So I just started watching a show called Jury Duty. And if I can, it's on Amazon Prime. And if I can describe it, it's kind of a cross between The Truman Show and The Office.
Okay.
And
I like that.
All right. So I'm going to play you a little clip of the trailer. But before I do, the premise is it's about a jury case, right? And it's kind of like a documentary on what jurors go through.
Okay.
However, everybody is an actor. The case is fake. There's only one member of the jury that thinks it's all real.
Oh, gosh.
You are now the jury in the matter of Hillgrove versus Morris.
When they say jury of your peers, I think that's accurate.
Yeah, that's the guy, juror number six.
I mean, how long does this normally take if you've done this before?
I'm a recognizable public figure.
Okay, and so that's James Marsden. He's actually in it as James Marsden. You know him from, like, Tangled and all these...
Oh, Enchanted. He's in Enchanted, too, right? Yeah, he's in Enchanted.
Right. So he actually plays himself, and he plays...
And he's trying to get out of it because I'm famous.
Right, exactly, and he plays kind of an over-the-top version of himself, and it's hysterical. He's like, well, I don't know. I mean, listen.
Respectfully... I don't recognize you.
Yeah, he's like, I want to be excused from this jury because I'm kind of a recognizable figure. The judge is like, I don't know who you are.
Juror number 54.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm going to be upset if I don't get on the jury.
And that's the guy who is not knowing any of this is actually happening. Again, this is kind of like the Truman Show where everything around him is fake.
Except, right, like it's all set up. They're all in on it, but him.
It's really kind of a fascinating show.
Me? Ready, guys? Here we go.
All right, so this is what happened.
Allegedly. We got defecation. There's a lady named Jacquees. I'm in it.
I mean, and you gotta think. Every single member of the jury is an outrageous, outrageous person.
And so at some point, he's going to start to be like, I'm living in a crazy world. What is happening around me?
I was listening to James Marsden actually talking about how they pulled off filming this.
Yeah.
Because, you know, there's a time when I'm like, he's got to know. Like,
this is like a long episode of Punk'd, kind of.
Right, right. So there are several episodes, right? I'm into episode 3. And like I said, I just started watching. It's called Jury Duty. It's on Amazon Prime.
So it's the same guy that we're focusing on like the entire season? Or is it like a different, subject that is not in the know for every episode?
No. It's one season, several episodes. It's one guy the entire time that doesn't know. And so James Marsden, I heard him on a podcast. He was talking about it. And he was like, you know, it was really kind of difficult filming this and keeping him in the dark the entire time because, you know, all the actors kind of had a script and a way and an outline of how the scene was supposed to go, right?
But he's the wild card because they don't know how he's going to react or respond and all that stuff. So they have to be able to go with that, too.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Oh, wow. So if they're wanting him to go right and he goes left, they have to kind of shift, right? And so you can tell I'm a little excited about it.
I am kind of fascinated by that concept, too.
Yeah, Amber said, binge the whole thing yesterday. Hilarious and brilliant. Yeah, like I said, it's kind of like The Office in the sense where if you're familiar with the old sitcom The Office with Steve Carell and all that, it's
a mockumentary.
Well,
yeah.
It's very awkward, too. There's those awkward moments where you're like, did he just... Like, what is happening here?
Uh-huh.
Oh, it's fantastic. Anyways, it's called Jury Duty. It's on Amazon Prime, so you should check it out. But I'm like full in on this show right now.
Okay. That sounds like a nice departure because we're balancing Ted Lasso and The Consultant
and The Night Agent. I'm watching Ted Lasso, too. So, Ted Lasso, Shrinkage. And now Jury Duty is
The Consultant is full on bonkers psycho, weird, awful, and the night agent's really suspenseful.
Yeah.
It's a thriller, so I need something like this to kind of break it up.
Yeah, but
a little bit.
Well, but you should check this out, because James Marsden is absolutely over the top, and there are members of the jury that are absolutely bat-ass crazy, and it is so funny. So, anyways, I would check that out. And again, this is not a commercial for Amazon Prime or for Jury Duty, but
no, we're not getting paid for that at all.
Not at all. But I Although wanted to like pass to that be. Along. I thought, yeah, right, right. We should be. We should be.
We
paid
should
for that.
Be.
99.70 JX, good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. Looking like for the mini and the marathon, could just be cloudy. High 71 on Saturday for Sunday for the Pegasus Parade. Rain no longer a huge factor in the forecast. Only a 20% chance of even a spotty shower, but clouds in 62. So, like I said before, the forecast is getting a little better. Getting a little better.
So we got a couple more days and get even better.
We got a couple more days, getting a little better. By the way, if you want to, the old packet pickup is still going down at the Freedom Hall. They're kicking off tomorrow afternoon. I'm going to be out there doing some social media stuff. So if you're picking up your packet for the mini or the marathon, fist bumps, all that fun stuff. While I'm out there, as you pick up your race packets and see all the vendors and stuff like that, maybe get some extra nipple glide there for you just in case. I got mine.
You're going to need to apply that yourself, sir.
Kelly, we've known each other a long time.
Right. I'm not the expert on that application, though. I'm not the expert.
You have experience with putting on deodorant, don't you?
I do.
Okay.
Well, this and is, you do as well, don't you?
Yeah, but this is on my chest. I can't see as well.
No, you can. You can see it perfectly fine. look down.
No, I'll be holding up my shirt. And so
yeah. That, no, you can see it.
I'll be using both hands to hold my shirt up.
No,
so
you can see it. I'm not touching your nipples.
I'll need your eyes and gentle touch to apply
I'm
the...
start boycotting this event.
The body glide.
I don't have to do that. I'm not.
I mean, of all the years we've done this, this is by far my favorite conversation that we have every single year. Every single year when we talk about it.
Why do you have to make me say I'm not going to touch your nipples? Why?
It's just so fun. All right, Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
I don't know how often you not know whose pants you're wearing, but apparently it's enough times that we've had multiple stories like this.
I always know where my pants come from. They're my pants.
Me too. But if you can manage to make it through the day without claiming the pants that you're wearing aren't yours when police find drugs in them, then you're doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. Oh,
that's
I got
probably
caught
reason
with something
to
I
say,
should've.
Oh, what? These pants
aren't my
get
pants.
On me. What? That's weird.
Yeah, Cameron, he's 62. He knows better. He tried to use that exact same excuse when he got pulled over because he stopped at an intersection where there wasn't a stop sign. So the cops are like, that's weird.
All that right. is interesting.
Yeah, right. So they pull him over. He was a mess. Failed a field sobriety test, all that stuff.
Not good.
Nope. They discovered drugs in his sock.
Oh, this? That's not my sock.
Yeah, he also had a pipe in one of his pants pockets. He insisted he was innocent because he didn't know how the drugs got into the sock and they weren't his pants.
Yeah, that is a very strange turn of events.
Right.
Now, puzzling.
I know you and I are all thinking, as compelling as his arguments were, Cameron was arrested.
Yeah, wasn't telling the truth, I don't think.
Right, exactly. So... these aren't my pants thing, that never works.
Nope, not gonna work. Not gonna work at all. If you have something in your pants that the police are interested in,
guess what?
You can't claim they're not yours.
Yeah, right. mean, okay. So that's your setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Hey, coming
good
up.
Note.
Yep, coming up next. What's the most expensive thing you've bought without your partner knowing?
Oh, wow. And how in the world did you split up that cost, or how'd you hide that cost?
Yeah, right. We'll take some of your texts coming up here next on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly Kay Show. So what started as a simple Luke Skywalker figurine purchased for $500 with money that wasn't really rightfully his kind of turned into a what did you purchase without your partner knowing?
There are many, many answers to that question.
We got a text from Catherine who said, I bought a $5,000 Chanel bag without telling my husband. But he bought a Tesla without telling me.
Oh my gosh. And a Rivian, which is also a pricey vehicle.
Oh my gosh.
Oh wow.
Brittany said, I bought a $15,000 horse for our daughter.
Oh my God. Okay. Wait a second. Wait, do they have like a place to store the horse? Do they live on a farm? She says, no.
Yeah.
So that's more to the story.
Oh my God.
She rides at a barn, so we pay for boarding it, which is basically the same as our mortgage. I have a saint for a husband.
Oh my gosh.
She says, I do the finances for our family, so he's not really fully aware of the real price.
Oh my gosh. A listener said, I bought a 12-foot skeleton for $400 and thought I could hide it until I actually put it up, but the box alone is 5 feet wide. He wasn't amused at all.
That must have been that Home Depot skeleton. I want one so bad. They're so cool.
Christina said, I bought an $86,000 truck and tried to hide it in the garage without letting my partner know.
Oh my gosh. Like, they're gonna find out.
Right.
They're
right.
gonna find out.
They're gonna know. They're going to know.
Okay.
All right. So anyways,
that's bold.
Yeah. Bold move, my friends. If you want to listen to some more, we've got some posted up at Ben and Kelly Show, WDGX.com. Click listen.
One more. Okay. Z said, y'all doing stories, right? Me and my little bro bought a fireplace without telling our parents.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
I'm assuming he's talking about one of those maybe like portable, like a solo stove or
maybe,
something like that.
Or a ventless fireplace or something. I don't know how. There's got to be a backstory to that.
Parents walk up to their room. There's something different about your room.
What's going on here?
Oh, that's good stories. It's 99.7 DJX.